The Goddess of Blood. Birth. You rode in on your mother's tidal prayer. I baptized you in vernix and blood. Menarche. I came to you again at 10. Such a rusty entrance, a door swinging open. You stopped diving into snow dunes long enough to put on one of your aunt's pads, then head back out into the Cleveland night. Soon after, my monthly visitations held the fecund smell of ritual. No perfume or pad could ever deny me. Your prayers, dependable and mundane, please stop the cramps. But I packed white pants. You would plead, I would do what I pleased, mapping the universe within you. Pregnancy and birthing. After 8 years of marriage, I swelled the fruit of you. It was spring and you bloomed like Washington's magnolias, laden with possibility. The matter of me folding and cleaving inside you. Months later, you blossomed a girl child. Beatific in hematic glory, 2 years later, you produced a son. For my sacrifice, a carmine current soaked the delivery bed. Later, your breasts swelled with sustenance, giving you a taste of my power. Your prayers shined with a new reverence. Bending down, you would sniff your baby's crowns, looking for my scent. Menopause. Decades later, you've come to value my sanguine sovereignty. As I take my slow exit, I have become an ordering of the unpredictable. At the midnight altar of your bed, I anoint you, rivulets of sweat running down your softening body. Death. And when death comes, will you be a wrung sponge? Will you see how alive I made you, how I made you bleed?